The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, just a warning that I issue often. Maybe not every day, but a few times every week. Please be careful of what you read, what you see on the internet. Now, things are bad in Afghanistan. Really, really, really bad. But there is a picture circulating all over social media of all of these people jammed into a very large building with a lot of glass. And it is being captioned, "This is the mass chaos at the Kabul airport. People trying to flee the country." And it looks like it could be an airport, and it is jammed with people. There's only one problem. That's Dallas Cowboys Stadium in Texas. People trying to get into a Dallas Cowboys football game. Now, again, that does not diminish the horrors of what's going on in Afghanistan, but just be careful, all right? All right. Listen to this headline. Taliban killing people found with Bibles on their phones. The Taliban is killing people in Afghanistan they find with copies of the Bible on their mobile phones, a Christian nonprofit organization said Tuesday. According to Sat7, an organization that broadcasts Christian programs to churches and Christians in the Middle East and North Africa, the Taliban is using spies and informants to persecute the Christian minority in the country. Here is a quote from the president of this Christian organization, Dr. Rex Rogers. Again, I'm quoting. "We're hearing from reliable sources that the Taliban demand people's phones. If they find a downloaded Bible program on their device, they will kill them immediately. It's incredibly dangerous right now for Afghans to have anything Christian on their phones. The Taliban have spies and informants everywhere." He goes on, "Our brothers and sisters in Christ are telling us how afraid they are. In the areas that the Taliban now control, girls are not allowed to go to school. Women are not allowed to leave their homes without a male companion," which is exactly what they did when they were in control 20 years ago when we invaded Afghanistan. We know that is fact. Publicly, to the world press, the leaders of the Taliban have said, "We're the new Taliban. We've changed. We're different. We believe in women's rights. We believe that women are to be a valuable part of the country. Blah, 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 blah." Here is a report from within Afghanistan. This is not the propaganda of the Taliban. And again, I quote, "Our brothers and sisters in Christ are telling us how afraid they are. In the areas that the Taliban now control, girls are not allowed to go to school. Women are not allowed to leave their homes without a male companion." That's a story. Here is a completely different story. Headline: Taliban kill woman for not wearing burqa on the same day they vow to honor women's rights. I hit the print only on this story. I'm looking for the source. I remember it was a major news source, a trusted news source, but I'm sorry, I don't see it. But here it is. Taliban fighters shot and killed a woman for not wearing a burqa in Afghanistan on Tuesday. The same day, the group pledged to usher in a new inclusive area in the country that honors women's rights. A photo has emerged of a woman in a province lying in a pool of blood with loved ones crouched around her after she was killed by insurgents for simply being in public without a head covering. One of the chief Taliban spokesmen held a news conference that day to say that the insurgents would honor women's rights within highly restrictive Sharia law. The militants urge women to return to school and work, and another Taliban spokesman granted a televised interview to a female journalist. Now, here's something you need to understand about radical Islam. It's the New York Post. Thank you, Jeff. The story I'm quoting from is from the New York Post. Not exactly some fly-by-night organization. And they say they have proof that pictures, that they have access to pictures of a woman killed just because she didn't have a burqa. And at that very same time, the Taliban leaders are holding press conferences. We're the new, improved, gentle Taliban. All right, now here's something you need to understand about militant Islam. This is not hearsay. This is fact. For Christians, telling a lie is a sin. Deceiving and deception is wrong. It is to be rejected. It is to be condemned. Deception, lying, is evil. It is not in radical Islam. It is not a sin. It is not evil. It is absolutely acceptable. And it's even commendable if it pushes forward the radical Islamic agenda. If you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. It is not wrong, immoral. It is not a sin to deceive your enemy, the infidels. It is not wrong at all. And if you have a greater purpose, and in this case, the conquest of an entire country, not only is it acceptable, it is commendable to lie, to deceive. Now, how do you negotiate with someone who does not put value in honesty and integrity? How do you do that? How do you negotiate? How do you sign a deal, sign a contract, sign a peace treaty with someone who thinks it is commendable to deceive, as long as you accomplish your purpose for Allah? I'll let you answer that question. But please just keep that in mind, because already some of the mainstream media here in America has already said, oh, this is a different Taliban. They're kinder and more gentle. Listen to what they're saying. They're going to honor women. They're going to allow women to go back to school. They might even allow women to vote. They might. But this is not the Taliban of the past. Don't you believe a word of it. All right. Please pray for the people of Afghanistan. Pray for the Christians of Afghanistan. Pray for those who want to leave, that somehow God would make it possible, because we can't trust our government.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, just a couple more things about Afghanistan. Pray for our military. Sadly, I think our military has just blown it, and I'm not informed enough to know who bears most of the responsibility. I would assume it's the president. He's the commander-in-chief. I am assuming that he has made most of the major decisions. But if you saw any of the press briefings at the Pentagon yesterday, talk about deer in the headlights. I mean, our top military officials were seriously like deer in the headlights. They just, well, we don't know. We don't know. We didn't expect this. We didn't foresee it. One of the reporters said, well, you know, there are millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of American military equipment on the ground. Are you going to do anything to try to capture that, to get it back? I mean, this is paid for by American tax dollars, and our enemies could use it against us. And I don't remember which of the military leaders said, I don't know. I think his exact words were, I don't have that information. Wow. Then President Biden, did he knowingly lie or is he ignorant? I don't know. But he said repeatedly that Afghanistan had a military force of over 300,000, quote, strong, incredibly well-equipped, a force larger in size than the militaries of many of our NATO allies. Over 300,000. No, not true. At the most, they have about 180,000. That's a 100,000 mistake. Evidently, the president and other military leaders who repeated those statistics in the Pentagon briefing yesterday are counting police. Now, if you were to count the military in America, would anybody in their right mind include police forces around the country? Of course not. So the president exaggerated by over 100,000 the actual number of fighters in Afghanistan. I think possibly the saddest thing for me is that our military leaders, President Biden has not discussed this at all. He's AWOL. I told you, he had two appointments today on his official calendar. That's it. Two appointments, two things scheduled today on his calendar. but our military has said repeatedly, we do not have the ability to rescue Americans in the country. You mean the most powerful military on earth does not have the ability to find Americans and rescue them? Today, a news reporter asked one of the Pentagon officials, and again, I confused them. I don't know who is the chief of staff. I don't know. But one of them was asked, British paratroopers are being airlifted into Afghanistan to find and rescue British citizens. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not, but a reporter asked that question today. British paratroopers are being deployed into Afghanistan to find and rescue British citizens. Why can't we do the same? And the Pentagon official, now again, these are the very, 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 very top military leaders in America. The individual said, we don't have that capability, and at this point, we can't do that. Britain can, but we can't. Now, because of bringing over 6,000 troops to the airport, we now have the capability of evacuating 5,000 people every 24 hours. That is our capability now. The airport has been secured. That's a good thing, a very good thing. We have cargo ships going in and out freely. We have the capability of evacuating 5,000 people every single day. From the Pentagon, in the last 24 hours, 300. Now, again, that's not my figure. That's from the Pentagon. 300 people. The capability of evacuating 5,000. Why? We don't have enough personnel to process the people who want to leave. And please remember, we were told by the president and our top military brass, all contingencies were considered. We don't have enough personnel on the ground to process the people. We have the airplanes. We have the military. This is just such a human fiasco. Forget about the politics. Forget about America looking bad. Thousands and thousands. Well, in fact, when you look at the whole country, millions of people are going to suffer. So again, I come back to the most important thing. Pray for the Christians in Afghanistan.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.